if we find you aren't capable in some manner, and we feel you do not meet the requirements to get a certificate, we will not give it to you.
Sue Darnell is addressing a class of 17 people. She's a co-owner of Darnell's Gun Range, west of Bloomington Normal.
So some of that could be gun handling. It may even be demeanor of the person.
This course lasts all day, and it's for people who already have 8 hours of instruction. None of these people are new to guns.
My name is Stuart Brook, currently active duty Navy. My current pistol I have on me right now is a Smith & Wesson Model M&P9 full-size.
Only two of these class members are under the age of 50. That's typical. Only a few are women. That's below average. More women sign up for the full 16-hour course. Sue Darnell urges people to avoid big weapons and practice with and get used to something else.
Unless you have big pockets or big places to put these guns, they're going to have to go and be small.
That's because the concealed carry law requires a handgun to be carried on or about a person completely or mostly concealed from view of the public.
This is completely concealed, all right?
Joe Stidman is a police officer and range officer for the course.
Now that's mostly concealed, okay? Would I carry it like that? Only if I'm dumber than I really am.
There are lots of technicalities. A holster with a flap on it is not concealed, but a square pack so you don't know it's a gun is okay. People shouldn't be able to tell you have a pistol.
Step up through the line.
The class practices drawing and dry firing their handguns.
See how tight that coat is around his body?
I outgrew it.
Good, good comeback. Still and all, you want something that you're going to be able to wear that's going to be loose, and you can pull it up and around.
Summer and winter weight clothing changes the time you need to draw the gun.
Your support hand comes up to your chest. There's about 15 reasons why this is where I want it.
Among those is potentially fending off an assailant who's close to contact range. Joe Stidman drills them over and over.
Really, really, really slow, really deliberate. Go ahead and fire.
The class even works on putting the gun back in the holster. Out of a class of 17 people, Stidman says, about 9 of them will probably use the barrel to hunt for the holster or sweep back the jacket.
Do not shoot yourself in the left knee going through your right hip.
Even though this class has people who are very familiar with guns, they're not practiced in getting to them quickly and bringing the barrel forward and punching it out, not up, and then back to level.
Now, when you draw, don't move your feet.
Oh,
you were dancing. No.
Pamela Rice of Bloomington is the student Stidman was helping correct her draw.
If I get stranded on the highway with a broke down car, you don't know who's going to stop. You don't know what's going to happen. So I want to be able to defend myself. I think that it equalizes the situation somewhat.
Gauging from surrounding states, the impact won't be huge, though. Range co-owner Sue Darnell.
Those that have carried concealed before us, normally about 2% of the state population are actually applying for permits. Okay, and of that 2%, a very, very minor, less than 1%, that are actually carrying every day.
And only a few hands go up when she asks the class whether they plan to carry every day. There are strict limits on where you can carry. Joe Stidman goes through the exceptions.
Any building, classroom, laboratory, medical clinic, hospital.
So with all the exclusions, is the law really going to add to personal safety?
No.
So what's the point then?
Personally, I just think it's a start. The way the law stands now, when you check back in 2 or 3 years, it won't be anywhere close. It'll be a lot different.
A propane heater roars in an attempt to fight the cold in the long, low building that houses the target range. This section of the class is relatively brief. To qualify for the state permit, you have to prove you can hit a human silhouette target with 70% of your shots at a modest distance.
Okay, 12 rounds, fire!
Aside from one student whose gun jams because he's using home reloads instead of factory ammunition, there are no difficulties. Instructors do spend a significant amount of time talking about how to avoid pulling a gun. Chad Burke of Normal has hunted and been around guns all his life.
You have to have a threat. There has to be an imminent threat to our person to draw. But we are also taught that if you draw, you better be ready and prepared for the next step, because it's a big decision that you have to make very quickly.
And that's why I'm so heavy on practicing.
Tina Darnell is another instructor. She says it takes a person shooting an average of 3,000 to 4,000 rounds to develop the muscle memory to draw and fire a weapon automatically with skill.
You want your body to just voluntarily go into that mode.
Having those physical habits allows you mental space to use critical thought before you make the choice to draw.
You give your command out, you see it happening, it's all in slow motion, you pull the trigger, and you hope that morally, when you're done, you can live with what you've done.
I'm Charlie Schlenker.